Okay, welcome to AdultBibleStories.com. Our vicarious God is vicarious people, and we're reading a very long book. This is Ezekiel, a prophet, 3 hours, 39 minutes, November 1 to 21st. So you get 3 weeks to read this. And Ezekiel is a prophet who was carried off to Babylon. And so he's, you know, he knew Daniel. He knew Joseph. He knew Daniel. He knew Jeremiah. And so Ezekiel is carried off, and he continues on the message of Jeremiah. So let's jump into it. Go ahead and read it. So some things that I found interesting this time reading around is starting out in verse 1, it says, in the 13th year, the 4th month, and the 5th day of the month, as I was among the exiles. So if you're seen in prison where people are, you know, put the 1, 2, 3, 4, and mark it at 5, how many days they've been there? Seems like Ezekiel is doing that with, you know, with his exiles. And of course, he knew Jeremiah, and so he knew that they were going to put off 70 years, so he's just counting the days until they were able to be brought back. But I was among the exiles and at the canal. The heavens were open. I saw visions of God. So he saw visions of God. And one of the visions he saw, going down to verse 5, it says, in the midst of it came the likeness of four living creatures. So he really gives some appearance of some angelic, I don't know if they were angels or not, but they did, one of them did, you know, have a face of an angel, so I guess they're something else, but they did have a face of an angel, face of a man, face of a lion, and a face of a bull. So it's very interesting on reading that. You go on to chapter 2, and you hear Ezekiel gets his call. Down to verse 6, it says, and the Son of Man, be not afraid of them, nor be afraid of their words. Through briars and thorns are with you. You sit on, and you sit on scorpions. How would you like to be called by the Lord on that one? Okay, Son of Man, I'm calling you. I'm calling you, and, you know, don't be afraid of the words. But there's going to be briars, there's going to be thorns, and there's going to be scorpions you're going to sit on. So you're going to be really beaten up by this call. And so, but do not be afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks. So how'd you like to have that call? Go down to verse 8 of chapter 2. But you, Son of Man, hear what I say to you. Be not rebellious like the rebellious house. Open your mouth and eat what I give you. So he's telling Ezekiel, because it's really hard, you know, to walk right when everybody else around you is being rebellious. So he's just telling Ezekiel straight up, dude, don't be rebellious. What I tell you, you eat. Eat what I provide for you. And that's how the house of Israel and Judah wasn't doing. They weren't eating with the Lord. You cannot live on bread alone, by every word that proceeds out of your mouth. That came from Moses. Jesus, you know, quoted it, but here in Ezekiel, they didn't want to do that anymore. They could quote the word, but they didn't eat it. They kind of spit it out, you know, kind of like you're bringing food to your infants, and they just spit it out. And that's what these people are doing. They were able to chomp on it and then spit it out. And told Ezekiel, don't do that. Open your mouth and eat what I give you, or you're going to be considered rebellious. Chapter 3, down to verse 6, halfway through, says, surely if I send you to such, they would not listen to you. But the house of Israel will not be willing to listen to you, for they are not willing to listen to me, because all the house of Israel have a hard forehead and a stubborn heart. So how'd you like to have a calling and say, okay, I want you to go out and preach and minister, and you're jumping up. Hallelujah. I finally get called by God. And God says, nobody's going to listen to you. Nobody's going to download your messages. Nobody's going to go to your YouTube. Nobody's going to care what you have to say, because they have hardened their forehead and a stubborn heart. And the heart and the forehead here, if you know anything about, you know, about the brain, which I've been learning, the first part of your brain, I can't remember what it's called, but it's actually where your values and your will is. And the more you get drunk, the more you do pornography, the more you get into rebellion, the harder you make this first part of your brain. And if your first part of your brain gets too hard, then you just can't do what is right. You just become a wicked person. And so it's saying right here, a hard forehead and a stubborn heart. Go down to verse 10 of chapter 2. In Ezekiel, moreover, he said to me, Son of Man, so God is always calling Ezekiel, Son of Man, all my words I shall speak to you, receive in your heart and hear with your ears. We need to receive the word of God in our heart and hear with our ears. It means, so why do you say receive in our heart? Because we need to receive from the heart. If God is giving us something that's good, we don't have to understand it. We have this idea that the only way we can be obedient is understand the command. That's not true. If Adam and Eve would obey the command and not eat from that tree of knowledge, then we wouldn't be in the mess that we're in. You don't have to understand. Just do it. But as if it's, you know, the most important thing is wisdom. But with wisdom, get understanding. But after you're being obedient and doing what you're doing, then God will give you understanding. And it says, "And I shall speak to you and receive in your heart and hear with your ears." So once you start doing, you start going to do the what God has told you to do, then you're going to start understanding your ears and why this is important for you to do and to continue to do. Chapter 2, verses 14, "The Spirit lifted me up and took me away, and I went in bitterness in the heat of my spirit, the hand of the Lord being strong upon me." There is some bitterness in spirit. I mean, in fact, a lot of the prophets, even John in the book of Revelation, you know, it says, "Here, eat this book," and it says it's going to be sweet in your mouth, but bitter in your stomach. Some things God tells me to do, you know, I find bitter. I don't want to do this. This is not good in my taste. And I think there's like, what, 5, maybe 7 different things, savory, bitter, salty, sugary, or, but anyway, of taste. And so bittery, and this is bitterness. You got to understand, not everything that God is going to tell you to do is you're going to want to do. But if you're going to be obedient, not rebellious, then you're going to do those things that even sound, that even feel bitter to you to do. So we're staying in chapter 2, going down to verse 20. "Again, if a righteous person turns from his righteous and commits injustice, and I lay his stumbling block before him, he shall die because you have not warned him. He shall die for his sins, and his righteous deeds that he has done shall not be remembered, but his blood I will require at his hand." So if anybody who believes, once saved, always saved, you know, this is Old Testament, that's what they're going to say, but God is making it very clear, and he makes it through clear not only once, I think like 3, maybe 4 times to Ezekiel, saying, you know, if a man is doing right, and then he starts doing wrong, all righteous that he's done is not counted for him anymore. I'm not going to remember, you know, the righteous he did if he starts doing unrighteous things. However, if somebody's been living unrighteous, repents, and starts doing righteous things, I will remember them. So we need to understand that. That we just, because we get saved, doesn't mean that we can go live the way we want to, and because we've, you know, legally claimed, you know, our inheritance in heaven, and God can't go back on his word. Well, God's never going to go back on his word, but if we try to change the terms of the covenant, and we back out of the covenant and do what is wicked, and continue to do what is wicked, and never repent, well, you need to read this part of Ezekiel. So let's go to chapter 4. In verse 9, this is the seeds of Jerusalem, the apple of God's eye. "And you take wheat and barley beans and lentils, millet and emmer, and put them in the single vessel. Make your bread for them. Make the bread for them." So have you ever heard about Ezekiel's bread? You can get it at the health food store. That's the only thing I mentioned that on there. I don't have any spiritual revelation. I've eaten Ezekiel bread. And you can too, because it's at the health food store. I don't know if it's exactly the same, but they do have all those things that's seen right here in Scripture. Chapter 5, verse 1, it says, "And Jerusalem will be destroyed. And you, O son of man, take a sharp sword, use it as a barber's razor, and pass it over your head and your beard." So this is another thing that's not real spiritual, but I think it's kind of funny. If you remember back in the 80s, there was a movie about, you know, in Australia, about this guy pulls out a knife to rob this guy, and this guy says, "That's not a knife," and he pulls out a real big knife. So now this is a knife, and then, you know, but here is a sharp sword and a barber's razor. Can you imagine using a sword to, you know, okay, let's move on here. Chapter 7, verses 3, "In the day of the wrath of the Lord, now the end is upon you, and I will send my anger upon you. I will judge you according to your ways." So if you're not going to walk in God's ways, you're going to walk in your ways. And the way you dish it out, God is going to use the same measuring cup. Even Jesus talks about in the New Testament, with the measure you use is going to be used back to you. So God is going to judge you to your ways. Because you know what? If you think you're God, and we think we're God, and we think, you know, we're so all that, we don't even keep our own word. If we had our own Ten Commandments, we're going to break our own Ten Commandments. God is the only, you know, being in the universe that's kept his own word. As we get older, the more we get in Christ, the more we should keep our word. But all of us are guilty of not keeping our word. All of us are hypocrites at some point. Some of us more so than others. I will judge you according to your own ways. I guess I'll stop there, and then we'll jump into chapter 9 in the next video.